I believe, here in the Ohio Valley, that we lay claim to the bulk of the American musical ethos. We think about the river that sustained this city and this region for hundreds of years, it transported coal from the Appalachians, but not only did it transport coal, but it also transported mountain music, Celtic traditions, bluegrass, country and Western music. It also transported immigrants from Europe who brought with them their musics and their dreams. It brought cotton from the South, from the Deep South, but it also brought the music of jazz and blues. And the river itself, is especially this stretch between Ohio and Kentucky, was a gateway of freedom for thousands upon thousands of enslaved Americans who brought with them the music of hope, of the music of the spiritual, the music of gospel. And so we think about all of those roots, and it defines what we are as Americans, as our musical legacy: blues, jazz, rock, country, Western, bluegrass, spiritual, funk. It's all in there, and it's the Pops Orchestra that celebrates these great traditions. It's a great thrill for us to be coming to the EKU Performing Arts Center. It is such a great boon for the cultural scene of the region, and we are so grateful and thrilled to be asked to join in and celebrate great music making there at this fantastic venue. We are calling our concert "Summon the Heroes," and it's a reflection of the great heroes who dealt with the tragedy of 9/11, but beyond that, the great heroes that have made America great. And so we have music of John Williams, of Aaron Copland, of Morton Gould, Richard Heyman, some of the real great traditional musics that celebrate the American heroic tradition.
Among the musical numbers on the Cincinnati Pops playlist for September 11th are Alan Silvestri's Captain America, Aaron Copland's Boatman's Dance, Strutter's Ball, written by Shelton Brooks, music from Jekyll and Hyde, Ragtime, and the theme from Supergirl, and, of course, a salute to the U.S. Armed Forces. Maestro John Morris Russell says, in addition to regular concerts in the Cincinnati area and on the road, the group continues to make recordings for its fans around the world.
Just within the next several weeks, we're actually going to be releasing the 90th disc of the Cincinnati Pops. It's called Home for the Holidays. We just recorded it last December when Sandy Patty was in town. And it includes great holiday classics, and you can pre-order them right now on Amazon.com. I will probably have them on hand as well for our concerts. But this great recorded legacy, I think, really is the heartbeat of our national reputation, international reputation. There was a time, it was, I believe, in the late 1980s or early 1990s, where the Cincinnati Pops actually outsold Michael Jackson in Taiwan. There's a time when I was visiting Germany. It was in Munich. I was at the Hofbrauhaus. There was a great little oompa band going on. Had my liter of beer. The family were there. The kids were munching on pretzels, and went over to the band to congratulate them because they really were sounding great. Some fantastic polkas. And the guy, we started chatting, and the guy said, "You know where you're from?" And I said, "Oh, I'm from Cincinnati." And he said, "Oh, Cincinnati Pops. Oh, they're good." And the fact of the matter is that we represent Cincinnati. We represent the region. And in places where people have never heard of the Reds or people have never heard of Procter & Gamble, they'll know the Cincinnati Pops.
Speaking of which, I've always been curious about the history of the Red Jackets.
That tradition actually goes back to one of our great patrons, Louise Nippert. And there was a time that Louise Nippert was the majority owner of the Cincinnati Reds, and the time of the great, the big red machine. She and Eric Kunzel were very, very close, great supporter of the Pops. And they decided that they wanted to create some sort of unified look that would define the Pops. And funny, they came up with the color red.
Can you imagine? Very interesting. And folks in Eastern Kentucky will get an opportunity to experience the Red Jacket performance.
Yeah, but I have a funny feeling that people are going to be wearing a lot of blue.
That's a common occurrence on the campus where the campus colors are maroon.
Oh, okay, there we go. Excellent, that's going to work out great.